Okay, let's Be'ez Hashem B'li Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'il Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Samach Dalid, and we left off on the top of Samach Dalid Amud Aleph at the words Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So that's where we'll pick it up. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Hatamid. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah that not only do you violate the Isser of Lo Sishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi, shechting the Korban Pesach when you have Chametz in the house, but even the Kohen that shechts the Korban Tamid also is going to violate Lo Sishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi if he has Chametz in his house. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af HaTamid, my Tamid Rabbi Yehuda, what's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? Omer Lach, Zivchi, Zevach HaMiyuchad Li. From the word Zivchi, we can learn out Zevach HaMiyuchad Li. Umay Niyu, there's an additional reference to what carbon is the Zevach HaMiyuchad Li? Tamid. How do we know the carbon Tamid is called the Zevach HaMiyuchad Li? So the Mepharshim say, I think Rashi says, because it says, as Karbani Lachmi, right? Karbani Lachmi. You don't find that language, Karbani Lachmi, by any other carbon. Karbani lachmi li ishai. Hashem says the carbon tamid is like my special bread, lachmi. Rabbi Shimon Omer ha-pesach ba'arba asa v'chula. So Rabbi Shimon had this very interesting shita in the Mishnah, if you remember. Rabbi Shimon's shita in the Mishnah was like this. On Erev Pesach, you only violate lo sishchat al-chametz dam zivchi for shechting a carbon Pesach. But the rest of Yontif, you'd violate it even for shechting a random carbon shlamim if you owned chametz at the time. So that's a very interesting position. It's very strange. Why would you say that only on Erev Pesach you violate with the that let's say a random shlamim you wouldn't violate on Erev Pesach? Like, why not? So the Gemara quotes a drasha. Rabbi Shimon Omer Pesach Barba Asar. Dr. Joe, I got about 10, 11 guys on Zoom. So Dr. Joe asked this question in the shiur yesterday when I gave it after Shabbos for the guys back in New York or wherever you are. But this was Dr. Joe's kasha from yesterday. So the Gemara addresses Rabbi Shimon Omer Pesach Bar Basar. My time with Rabbi Shimon. What is the logic of Rabbi Shimon that on Erev Pesach you only violate Lo Sishchat al-Chametz Dam Zivchi v'shechtin in Karban Pesach, but the rest of Yontif, the rest of Pesach, you'd violate for any carbon, any random carbon shlamim, any random carbon chatos, whatever you might do, you're going to violate. What's the difference? How come on Erev Pesach you wouldn't violate for those? He learns it from a pasuk. My time at the Rebbe Shimon. Dichsiv is also a little bit of a strange way of dashing psukim. You don't usually find this type of dashing psukim, but the Gemara has an interesting drash. So we had two psukim, if you remember from yesterday. One in Parshas Mishpatim, Lo Sizbach al Chametz Dam Zivchi, and one in Parshas Kisisa, which is Lo Sishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi. So the Gemara here puts them together. My time at the Rebbe Shimon. Dichsiv, Zivchi, Zivchi, Tre Zimne. Ukribe zevach zivachai. So it's interesting, drasha. So apparently in Yuma, the Yuma daf memches, there's this type of drasha called gorin umosifin vidarshin. We take a letter from one place, stick it another place, and make a drasha. It's an interesting kind of a drasha. You don't usually find that. But so you take the two yuds. You take one of the yuds and stick it in the other place, so now you have zevach and zivachai. So there's an individual zevach, and then there's plural zvachim. Lamai hilchas apalgin rachmana me'adadi. Why did the rabbis split this pasuk into two different? Why did Hakadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me, split this drasha into two pasukim? V'lo kasav zivachai. Just write one pasuk that deals with all karbanos zivachai. At the time that it's the right time to be makriv the carbon pesach, the zevach of the day, so you wouldn't be mechayev for lo sishchat al-chametz dam zivchi by the other karbanos. Bizman deleka zevach, but the time period that's not the appropriate time to bring the carbon pesach, namely the rest of Pesach, the all other 7 days, mechayev as vachai. That's where you'd be chayev of lo sishchat al-chametz dam zivchi for shechting all the other sacrifices. The Mishnah continued. Uva moed on Yontif lishmo pater shelo lishmo chayev. If you shechted the carbon Pesach on Pesach, So then, if you shechted it lishmo, it's not a good carbon, so you wouldn't violate lo sishka, according to Reb Shimon, shechita shein aruya is lo shema shechita. It's in the shechita shein aruya. But if it's shelo lishma, which means it's l'shem shlamim, so then it would be kosher, and therefore you'd violate lo sishka. Says the Gemara, taima de shelo lishmo. Sounds like from the Mishnah, it's only if you actually shechted the carbon Pesach shelo lishma. Hastama pater. What about if you just shechted the carbon Pesach stam? So this is an animal that Erev Pesach you designated as a carbon Pesach. Now it's in the middle of Pesach, so it's a missed opportunity carbon Pesach. But the Mishnah seems to assume that if minas stam, you assume it's still a carbon Pesach. It's only if you actively have the wrong kavana that we consider it a shlamim. Says the Gemara, my Pesach b'shar yivos hashana shlamim havi. Why don't we assume that the automatic stam kavana, if you have no kavana, you just shecht it with no kavana, why don't we assume the stam kavana is for a carbon Pesach? Because the halacha is that a carbon Pesach, all the other days of the year, has a status of a shlamim. Shamis minah Pesach b'shar yivos hashana b'yakira. Are we going to derive from this that even if carbon Pesach, all the other days of the year, you have to actively uproot the intention for it to be a carbon Pesach and say, Hareze Shlomim, do you have to say that? What about if you just shecht it menastam, you wouldn't assume it's a carbon Shlomim? Why should that be so? Answer the Gemara, no. The rest of the year, even menastam, you assume a carbon Pesach that you missed the opportunity is a carbon Shlomim, even without active uprooting Kavana. But here is different, because here we're talking about a case where you're between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and you were Tame. So because of that, you're assuming you're going to be Makar of this same animal for Pesach Sheni. So Minastam, it has an assumption of being a carbon Pesach. So in order to uproot that type of animal, you have to actively say it's not a carbon Pesach, because the Minastam of such an animal, you would assume it is a carbon Pesach. So in order to actively uproot it, you got to say it's a Shlamim. Amar Chaber, Gam Nizrukam, Nizrukam Epi Chabura. It's very interesting. The Ravid writes, what does this mean that a bunch of Rabbanim were learning together and they were bothered by this Kasha and they all came up with the answer at the same time and screamed it out together? Sometimes you have that in Shir. You're giving a Shir, everybody comes up with the answer at the same time. So it's like they all had Ruach HaKodesh. So Amar Rabbi Chaber, Gam Nizrukam Epi Chabura V'Amru. We're talking about a case where the owner was a Tmei Mace on Pesach Rishon, so he's going to be Makrovit Pesach Sheni. V'nidachu v'Pesach Sheni. The Stam Elishan Pesach Kai. Such a case, you'd assume the same animal that he designated for Korban Pesach, on Erev Pesach, he's going to use it for Pesach Sheni, so you have to uproot it by saying it's not l'Pesach Sheni, if you want to say it's being used, it's a Korban Shlom. But Menastam, you'd assume it's a Korban Pesach, and therefore you would not violate. Okay. New Mishnah. Ha Pesach Nishchat B'Shalosh Kisos. The Korban Pesach was shechted in three groups. There were three groups in Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar, based on the Pasuk, in this past week's Parsha. What a Daf Yomi coincidence if I ever saw one. This past week's Parsha. Can't get better than that. V'shachatu oso. Yesterday's Parsha. Shenemar v'shachatu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael. Kohal v'eda v'Yisrael. Three groups. Nichnas akasa rishona. Nismala ha'azara. They would allow the first group to come in until the Beis HaMikdash was filled. No'alu dalsos ha'azara. And then, we'll see in the Gemara two opinions, either they locked the doors of the Azara to not allow people in, or the doors miraculously got locked on their own. We'll see in a minute. Taku ve'eriu v'taku. They blew a tekiah, shura tekiah. Hakohanim omdim shuros. The Kohanim would stand in long rows in between the area of the Shechita and the Mizbeach, in order to bring the blood from the Shechita area to the Mizbeach for the Zrikas Hadam. Uv'yedeim b'zichei kesef u'b'zichei zahav. Some Kohanim were holding golden cups, and some were holding silver ones. like terrines. I wonder how they decided which kohanim got the gold ones, which kohanim got the silver ones. But anyway, shura shkula kasef kasef. Shura shekula kasef kasef. Shura shekula zav zav. They kept all the gold ones in the same row and all the silver ones in the same row. The Gemara is going to say, so it should look nice. Very interesting. So the Beis Hamikdash should look beautiful. Lo hayu mu'uravin. They wouldn't mix the silver with the gold together, because that's what would make it more beautiful. V'lo hayu labazichin shulayim. These terrines, whatever were these, like got these ladles, terrines, cups, whatever they were, the bazichin, spoons, they didn't have a flat bottom. Rather, they would come to a pointed bottom. Shema yanichom v'yikarish adam. Lest somebody might take a little break, and have to go to the bathroom or something, I don't know, and he's going to put the blood down on the floor. They didn't want anybody putting the blood down on the floor, because then the blood might congeal and it would not be able to be zorik on the mizbeach. Shachat Yisrael, I'll talk about that in a second. So a Yisrael would do shechita. Shachat Yisrael, Yisrael would do shechita. So pashas means if Yisrael would want to. Right, the halacha is of the four avodos, shechita is ksheir bizar, but kabbalah halacha and mekabbalah ve'elach is mitzvah v'kohanim. Only a kohen could do kabbalah halacha and zrika sadam is only a kohen. They say, I think the Gemara says when Shmuel was a baby, Shmuel Anavi was a baby in the Beis Hamikdash, so he was mora halacha b'fnei Eli. I think the Gemara says somewhere that it was about this halacha that he knew, the halacha of shechita ksheir bizar, and he was more halacha in front of Eli HaKohen. He was 3 years old, or 2 years old. When Chana brought Shmuel up to the Beis Hamikdash, he was 2 years old. So I once heard somebody joking around, don't be so nispala that Shmuel knew this halacha at age two, because the Gemara says elsewhere that in the olden days, they used to start teaching the kids Vayikra. That was the first thing. Yavo Tahorim V'yasku B'Torah. And actually, the fourth pasuk in Parshas Vayikra is where you learn out Shechita Shechir Bizar, because it says, fifth pasuk Hey, Paragal Pasuk, V'shacharis Ben Abakar L'fnei Hashem, V'hikrivu B'nei Aaron HaKohanim Es Adam. So, starting from V'hikrivu, is, the Gemara learns out that Mekabala V'elach is only Kohanim, but Shechita Shechir Bizar. So you see over here, now Shachat Yisrael. So what does this mean exactly? Shachat Yisrael. So the Sfas Emes writes, Shayev Shalom HaTam Shenukta, why did Mishnah say that Yisrael was Shochet? Because that was their minug, so that the Kohanim should be available to do all the other myriad details that the Kohanim had to do. So the minug was that the Yisrael would Shecht. However, from Rashi, it sounds like he writes, Shimrotza Yisrael Lishchot. If he wants to. And the Gemara also seems like that. The Gemara is going to say in a few seconds, it's going to seem like it was optional. Right, because the Gemara is going to say, the reason why it says Shachat Yisrael is to teach us this din that Mekabala ve'elach, it was mitzvah v'kohanim. However, in some of the, in the Hagos, some other of the Achronim write that from Rashi and Divrei Hayomim, wow, the second Divrei Yom reference this week. Rashi and Divrei Yom is mashma shelechatchila when it comes to Korban Pesach, mitzvah ala bailim lishchot es korbanim. That there's a din lechatchila that the baal of Korban Pesach should dafka. Not just that it was optional, not was just a minig that way. No, that there was really, Rashi and Divrei Yom sounds like that there's a mitzvah. And apparently there's a Rashi earlier on Daf Zayin that sounds that way. However, it's Efshe Shekavanas HaMishnah Yisrael. It just, even if it's not the Baal HaKorban, it doesn't say that it's Dafka the Baal HaKorban. Maybe it's Dama Yisrael, who is not the Baal HaKorban. It doesn't say that. Anyway, interesting discussion about whether or not there's an adifus. Is there a preference that the owner of the Korban himself should shecht? Is there even a preference that a Yisrael should shecht? Okay, so Shachat Yisrael, that's what the Mishnah says. Shachat Yisrael v'kibel HaKohen, the Kohen would be Mekabel the Dam. No snow l'chaveiro, then they would have this like assembly line. One kohen would give the blood to his friend. L'chaveiro l'chaveiro. U'mekabel as hamale, u'machzer as harekan. So you see the way this was working? Like he one kohen would give to the other. There was a long line of kohanim to get to the mizbeach. One would give the filled up tureen or the filled up spoon to his friend, and the other one would give back an empty one, and then they would keep on doing this way. So the last Kohen in the line, who's closest to the Mizbeach, Zarko Zrika Achas Keneged Ayisod. He would do the Zrika Sadam on a side of the Mizbeach that had the Yisod. What was that? I think it was the northwest, right? The north and the west sides had the Yisod of the Mizbeach, if I'm not mistaken, but I could be mistaken. Northwest, yeah, correct. The north and western sides. So you had to do it on one of those sides, somewhere that it had Yisod. Yatzasa kas rishona v'nichnasa kas shnia. Yatzasa shnia nichnasa shlishis. The first group left, the second group came in. Second group left, the third group came in. Kimasei rishona kamasei hashnia hashlishis. Karus ha-halel. Each group, while they're shechting the Karban Pesach, so they would say halel there. Im gamru shanu. If they finished halel, but people were still doing the avoda, then they started halel again. Im shanu shileshu. They needed to say it a third time, say it a third time. And it never happened that they had to go through halal three times. I guess the Balei Tefillah like schlepped it out over there, so they had plenty of time. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mimeim Shel Kashlishis Lohi Giyu LaHafti Ki Yishma Hashem Bipnei She'ama Muatin. Nobody would wait till the third group. You might get closed out. You're not going to. So they never had the third group. Never even got through halal one time. They never got to Ahafti Ki Yishma Hashem Bipnei She'ama Muatin. Not so many people showed up for the third shift. Kimaseu B'chol Kach Maseu B'Shabbes. The way they did it on the weekday, same as Shabbos, El Shakohanim, Madichin Es Ha'azara Shelo Beratzon Chachamim. They would even clean the floor of the Azara on Shabbos, and the rabbis were not happy about that. We will see why. We will see why in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kos Hayim Amali Midamata Roves. They also would somehow pick up a cup of the blood from the floor. Zarko Zrika Achaz Agabim Mizbeach V'Lahodu Lo Chachamim. So Rabbi Yehuda said they should take some of the blood from the floor from all the various Karban Pesachs, and the Gemara is going to explain the reason, but the rabbis did not agree to that. Keitzat Tolun Umafshitin. How would they skin the animal in order to take out the fats to burn them on the Mizbeach? Unkalios Shel Barzal Yikvu Mekselim. They would have iron hooks on the walls of the Beis Hamikdash, uva amudim, and they also have some hooks on poles. Shebehen tolin umavshitin, they would hang the carbon and skin it. Kol mi she'en lo makam litlos, well, hashin, if you didn't get a hook or a pole, maklos dakim chalakim. They would have sticks. Meniach al ksef of al kasef chaver. You can get together with a friend and put the sticks on your shoulders. Vitola, you hang the carbon pesach from your shoulders and mafshit, skin it. Rabbi Elazar Omer, arbaasar shechalios b'Shabbos. If the 14 fell out on Shabbos, meniach yado al kasef chaveru. So you're not allowed to fashion the wooden maklos. So you would just mamish. You put your hand on your friend's shoulder. Hang the animal from between the two of you and skin it. Karo, you would rip open the skin. Vahotzi, say Murov, take out the fats. Nisano, Bamogis, you'd place the fats in a klisharis, a plate. Viktir nagabe amizbeach. And you'd burn the fats on the mizbeach. Yatsa sakas rishona. Now, if Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos, so they would not be allowed to carry the Karban Pesach home. So they'd have to stay there till after Shabbos. So Yatzah Kasvi Shona V'yashva L'Bahar Abayis, they're placed to sit, to wait till Motzei Shabbos, to carry the Karban Pesach home to Yerushalayim. Wasn't Har Abayis. Shnia B'chil, the second group would sit in the Chil. That was another place, another area in the Beis HaMikdash. V'ashlishis B'kol Momedes, the third group would stay in the Azara, just stay there, nowhere else to go. Chasheicha, once it became dark, Yatsu v'tzalu es pischeim. They went home to roast their carbon pesachs. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Eina pesach nishchad elu b'shalosh kisos shel shloshim shloshim b'nei adam. You need a minimum of 30 people in each group. My time, kol ve'edav Yisrael, each one is 10. Misabkalan, ibebas achas, is it 30 at once? Ibezachar zeh, no, is it a total of 30?
Hilchach to be machmir beinan shalosh kishel shel shloshim shloshim bnei adam. Di bebasachas ha'ika.
So if we needed it at once, you have it.
Vi bezechar ze ha'ika.
Hilchach. Umar says b'cham shenam misagi. 50 also would be enough. Da'ile tlasin va'avdei. 30 go in the first time and do the korban pesach. Ayle asara v'nafke asara. 10 go in and 10 go out for the second shift, even though you had 20 there who did it already, that's okay. Ayle asara v'nafke asara. Then for the third shift, 10 could go out and another 10 could go in. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Nichnas akas vishona v'chulun. Itmar, we learned in the Mace Medrash, Abai Omar ninalu, that the gates closed miraculously on their own. Rav Omar noalin tana. No, what the Mishnah meant to say is, when they saw that it filled up, they would shut the doors. My benau ikmenau lemismach anisa. Are you allowed to rely on a miracle? Abai Omar ninalu tnan, kama de'ailu malu. They would let as many ninalu tnan. If you say that it happened by itself, kama de'ailu malu, that you could v'samchina anisa. You're not worried that everybody would come in on the first shift and they would have nobody for the third shift. You could rely on the miracle. The Rabbanu Shlomo will arrange it. It'll be fine. Rava, I mean, no, Noel and Tan, that you would have to get involved to cut people out because you want to make sure you had enough for the second group and the third group. So v'loma samchina anisa. You don't just rely on a miraculous occurrence to make sure that you'd have enough for all three. Ask the Gemara. So I have a similar machlokas elsewhere. V'hadisnan and edius amrabuda chas v'shalom shakavya ben mahalal nisnada chas v'shalom that he was put in chayrim she'ein azar ninelas al kol adam Yisrael v'chachma over yiras chayt kakavya ben mahalal that when the azara was shut on its own, that's the language, on all the Jews and all the various types of Jews, none of them were as great in Chachma and Yiras Chet as Akavi ben Mahalalel. So you can't say that the rabbis put him in Chayrim for what he did. He had so many people there, and there was no one as great as him. Abai Mitaritz Latame, Rabbi Mitaritz Latame. So Abai learns this, the language of Ninalu, the way he said it, then Rabbi learns the way he said it. Abai Mitaritz Latame, Ein Bazara. Right, they had a machlokas. Akavi and the Chacham had a machlokas about having a sota drink sota water. Would you be able to give drink to a shivcha mishuchreres and a Gioris? Akavya said the laws of Sota do not apply to a Shifcha or a Gioris. Shifcha Meshachreres. The Chachamim say, they do apply. A Shifcha Meshachreres, what's the matter? She's a Jewish girl. A Shifcha who's freed is a Jewish girl. A Gioris, what's the matter? The Chachamim brought a Raya from Karkamis, who was the name of a woman. Some say it was the name of a place. Rashin Brachas, Yates. Shivcha Meshachreres was, Karkamis was the name of a Shivcha Meshachreres in Yerushalayim. And Shmayav Avtalion, they let her drink from the Sota water. So Akavya answered and said, Dugma Hishkua. Yeah, since they were Gerim, they allowed a Ger to do it. That's what he said. And the Chachamim thought this was a pagam in the covered of Shmayav Avtalion. So some say they put him in Cherim. And some say Chas v'Shalom. Yehuda says Chas v'Shalom. The story wasn't that they put him in Chayrim. He was a big Talmud Chacham. They didn't put him in Chayrim. They assumed he was a shogeg. Whatever. That's the discussion. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. Me'olam lo nisma'ech adam ba'azara. Yeah, I was telling a story the other day. Sometimes you go to visit Gedolim, so little kids, they get crushed in the crowd. So apparently, in Beis HaMikdash, they had good midos, so nobody ever got crushed. You can imagine, you have the whole Jewish people in the Beis HaMikdash at the same time. Well, like a lot of people. How did they arrange that? But, Tana Rabbana, Me'olam lo nismaich adam ba'azara. No one ever got crushed on Erev Pesach. Chutz mi Pesach echad, chayi b'mei Hillel, she nismaich bo zakin echad, v'yikoron oso Pesach me'uchin.
They called that Pesach, it was the Pesach of the crushed ones. Tana Rabbanan. A rabbi still in the Brisa, Pamachas Bikesh Agrippa Samelach, Litain Einov Buchlusa Yisrael. He wanted to know how many Jews there were. Amalelaka, and Gadol Tene Necha Bapsachim, count how many carbon Pesachs there are. Natal Kulya Mekalechad. So he took one kidney from each carbon. Venimtu Sham Shishim Ribo, Zuge Kloyos, 120,000 kidneys. Kiflaim Kiyotzi Mitzrayim, double the amount of people who left Egypt. Chutz Mitame Vishavi Derech Choka, forget about the people who were Tame and who were Baba Derech Choka, obviously they weren't there. Ve'en lecha kol Pesach u'Pesach shelo nimnu lav yosem e'asar b'nei Adam. Each carbon Pesach.
It's 1.2 million. You said 60,000.
I'm sorry, you're right. 600,000 times 2, 1.2 million. Thank you. 1.2 million. Thank you very much. And each one had 10 guys, right? Each carbon Pesach represented a chabur of at least 10 guys. So now we're up to what, David? Baruch, what are we up to? 1.2 million times 10.
Yeah.
So we're up to 12 million. Okay. Ve'en lecha kol Pesach u'Pesach shelo nimnu lav yosem e'asar b'nei Adam. Va'yukorin oso Pesach me'ubin. That year's Pesach was the thick Pesach. There were so many people. It was packed. It was thick. It was so packed. Natal kulya, frakti gemara. What? He took a kidney from each carbon Pesach? What do you mean? Habayak tura. You have to be makri of the klayos on the mizbeach. How did he take him? Answers the gemara. Yeah, dahadar makdelu. Yeah. So then afterwards he took all the kidneys and he was makri of all the kidneys. Says the gemara. Vaksiv. Vehikti ro, shelo yarav, chalav of shel zebizeh. You're not allowed to mix karbanos. The hadam maktul chad chad. You're right. He burnt one at a time. Vatanya vehikti ram she kulo keachad. No, all the fats of the carbon, all the limbs and the fats that are burnt have to be burnt together. Meaning each carbon has to be burnt together. Ella, the Gemara says, no, he didn't actually take a kidney. Ella tfisa ba'alma. He just grabbed a kidney. The shakal minayu. Ad yavin lemidi achrini. He took a kidney and then the bala carbon had to give him something else in return. So he had a pile of, I don't know, rocks or stones or whatever was piled up. He just took the kidney as a way of saying, okay, this kidney, now I'll give you back your kidney. Give me something. So the kidney was just there as like a placeholder for the other thing that they would give him. Kohanim omdim shiros. My taima. Why were all the golden shiros together and the silver shiros together? Ilema. Dilma Shakli, did they have a mile of the kaspa? That maybe a guy would get confused. He'd take a gold one and give back a silver one. Hachanami, Dilma Shakli, bar masan, a mile bar mea. Maybe a guy would mix up a heavier silver one with a lighter silver one. Ella, dahachi shaper tve. It just looks nice. It's just beautiful. Beautiful way to do Zekheli Vanve. We should do the Yavod in the most beautiful way possible. So if all the silver guys were lined up and all the gold guys were lined up, it looked nice. So that's the way they did it. So these tureens, these cups, did not have a bottom. They didn't have a flat bottom. They came to a pointed bottom so that the Kohanim should not put them down. Tanur Rabbanan, kol abazichin shebemigdash hayalem shulayim. All of the spoons in the Beis HaMikdash, or the ladles, maybe more appropriate word, all the ladles did not have flat bottoms. Chutz mibazichei levona shelechem apanim, except for the ladles that housed the frankincense that was brought, put on the lechem apanim, or next to the lechem apanim. Shema yanichum v'yifros halechem, because they were afraid if they had a pointy bottom, you would lean it on the lechem apanim and then you'd cause the lechem apanim to break. So there you didn't want it leaning on the lechem apanim, you wanted it flat so it wouldn't break the lechem apanim. V'yifros halechem. Shachat Yisrael v'kibul hakoyin. Says Gemara, Lo Sagi Delav Yisrael? A Yisrael had to shecht? Answers the Gemara, Hagufa Kamashlan, the Shechita Bizar Ksheira. This teaches us that Shechita is Ksheira Bizar. The Kibel HaKohen, a Kamashlan, Kabbalah Ve'elach, Mi Kabbalah Ve'elach Mitzvah Kahuna. From the time of the Kabbalah and onward, a Kohen had to do it. The Mishnah said, Nosno L'Chavero, Shamus Mina, Hilacha Shelo Beregel, Havi Halacha. Simple shot in the Mishnah, it sounds like the way they got it from the Shechita to the Mizbeach is just handing it over. Nobody moved. So there was no halacha. Nobody walked anywhere. Is that a legit halacha with nobody walking? Halacha shalvei havei halacha?
Answered the Gemara, no. Dilma, hu nayid purta. Maybe the last Kohen walked a few steps to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mizbeach, before doing it. Elamai kamash malon. So then, what's the chiddush with this long lashon? Ha kamash malon berov am hadras melech. We're just trying to explain that when the mitzvah is done with a lot of people, the more kohanim involved, so that there's this inyan of berov am hadras melech, and that's why so many kohanim were involved in giving it over. Kibel es hamalu yumachzer sarekan, says the Gemara, aval ipchalo. But you couldn't have it. First, you accepted the full ladle of blood. Then you gave back the empty one. But the opposite, no. Misaylo Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, ein mavir nala mitzvahs. Right, the first one you got to do is the mitzvah. That's the blood that's coming to you. That's the first thing you got to do. You don't pass over the mitzvos. Kohen hakarov etzel hamizbeach. Let's see if maybe we should stop here. All right. I think we're going to stop over here because the whole new sugya. We have plenty of time. Tomorrow's daf is much shorter. So maybe we'll stop over here. Okay? Everyone should have a wonderful day.
The frankincense, we were worried about it breaking the bread, but why not worried about the blood spilling out? On the blood, you said that you want.
No, because Avi, the point again, but that's the point. We don't want you putting it down. You don't put it down. You can't put it on the ground because.
Why not with the frankincense then? So the frankincense you can put down.
Yeah, the frankincense you had to put down. Yeah, you had to put that down.
Thank you very much, Rabbeinu. Have a wonderful day.
Have a great day.